Second and four, T formation. Derek, it's actually a handoff to 23 Welton, and he's going to be close to the first down marker. Gets it by about a yard out to the third, the 21 yard line, and they're signaling to move the chains yet again. First and 10 for the Bearcats.
First tackle of the day for Macklin Gettle.
Macklin Gettle with a tackle, first and 10 from the 21 yard line, now inside the red zone of USA. As the wind is actually starting to die down as well, it was at our backs on our radio. Now it is, the flags might be too wet from the humidity. We don't know. Working off the right hash, Jeffrey Wright, the junior quarterback, second year at the helm. Under center, and he's going to keep this one for himself around the right end. He has the first down. He has room to run. Actually runs out of bounds after a 12-yard gain. They're going to mark him down roughly at the 9-yard line, depending on the spot here. One official is at the 10, another one's at the 8. We might just split the difference here at the 9, and that sure looks like what they're going to do. So it's going to be a first and goal situation now for the Bearcats from the 9-yard line.
Great play call there by the Ubley offensive coordinator over there. Ryan Miller-wise forced out quarterback Jeffrey Wright, untouched all the way down for the first down.
And that's the first play all night that has been outside of the ends.
And probably won't be the last, Clark.
First and goal, 9-yard line. Jeffrey Wright hands this one off. They're going to the left side, and they're tackled at the 4-yard line. Derek Brown, your ball carrier, 5-yard gain, now second and goal.
Tackle made by number 54, Austin Harper.
Both teams in their huddle, 7:25 left in the first quarter, 0-0. Ubley on their first drive of the night as USA deferred and elected to kick off to start this half. As Ubley is knocking on the door at the 4-yard line. Three men in the backfield in the T formation, Jeffrey Wright under center. There's the snap, and he's going to hand it off to his third man, number 23, Derek
Touchdown.
Welton. And touchdown, Ubley. Roman Welton in for the score. The 5'8", 145 junior knocks it in, his first score of the year, and Ubley is on the board first, 6-0 Bearcats.
And all the credit there, the big hog mollies in the trenches win the battle for Ubley early, push USA straight back for 4 yards, all the way in the end zone. All Welton had to do was hold onto the ball and dive across the line.
6:58 in the first quarter. Ubley's on the board, and they're going for two here in the same formation. Wright gets the snap, hands it off to Welton yet again. He's working his way, and he gets inside the end, and he's in for the score. The two-point conversion is good, and it is Ubley 8, USA nothing, with 6:58 left in the first in the WLW Sports Network.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 Factory Authorized Clearance Event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offer valid in U.S., subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008-2014 models. Good through September 30th, 2014. See Ball Equipment for details. ATV and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and make sure take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
Seconds remain in the first quarter. We have our first score of the night. It is a Roman Welton, 8 points all by himself, charging into the mound there. And the two-point conversion is also good. And now we have number 47 for Dominic Rosenthal kicking off here. And it's gonna be a grounder to the 38-yard line and picked up by number 13 of USA, Tanner Foley, the quarterback. From the 38 out to the 48, a 10-yard return, and USA will get the ball at their own 48-yard line, left to right across your radio.
Tackle made there by number 70, Ryan Hornbacher.
Number 70, of course, Ryan Hornbacher, a senior.
I'm sorry.
No. 71, Scott Shepherd. We're looking at the wrong score. I got to color code these things.
There you go. That always happens at least once in the first game.
4 years of doing this, and we're still figuring out the kinks, folks. First and 10, left to right across your radio. USA Patriots in their navy blue uniforms, white helmets with a P on the right side. Tanner Foley, number 13, your quarterback. He's a sophomore, also plays linebacker on defense under center. Single wing offense, we have wings out and man in motion now, and that's number 10, Aaron Sides. From their own 48, the cross to the other 48, a four-yard gain. Aaron Sides on the pitch for the first play on offense for USA. Brings up a second and six from Ubley territory, the 48-yard line.
Logan Lemke makes his first tackle of the evening for the Ubley defense.
The first down marker is at the 41.5-yard line of Ubley territory, left to right across your radio, like I said. Tanner Foley under center, one man in the backfield. That is number 30, Macklin Gettle. And it's actually a pitch out to the left side. Ryan Millerwise gets this one. He's the wing on the left, and he gets about 2 yards, and he's fighting for that third all the way out to the 45-yard line. And they're going to give him that final yard, and he has a 3-yard gain. And now we have an official timeout as number 47 for Ubley, Rosenthal, actually lost his helmet. So he has to come out for a play. New rule 2 years ago in MHSAA, trying to suggest safety and keep all those straps snapped on there on their helmets.
Well, it was probably worth it. Dominic Rosenthal was the person who made the tackle on the play for Ubley.
4 yards to go for USA for a first down. They're sitting at Ubley's 45-yard line. The nose of the football is touching that 45-yard line as they're still in the huddle as the wind starts to pick up a little bit here. Coming from the near left side of your radio to the far right side of your radio. A little bit of crosswind here. 5:40 left in the first. USA trails Ubley 8-0. Ubley Bearcats scored on their first drive, and now we have a timeout called by USA. They want to discuss things. Coach Jason Beagle did not like something he saw there, and we are going to take a quick break. Ubley 8, USA nothing.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 22nd annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 7th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 7th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, number 10, Aaron Sines, your ball carrier for USA. They're going to spot him down just shy of the first down marker. Now they want to measure. He got out to the 42-yard line. Like we said, that first down marker, according to the chain gang, is at the 41.5. He took that to the right side, and Ubley tackled him.
Yeah, and on the right side was Ubley's biggest player, Scott Shepherd, tackle, defensive tackle, senior. Big expectations for him on that defensive line, making a nice play, what looks to me, Clark, short of the first down.
As the chain gang comes across the entire length of the field here, and they are well short of the first down by about a length of a football. So it will be fourth and a foot to go for the USA Patriots. Now on their third play of this drive, fourth.
Yeah, crucial timeout there. Coach Beagle wanting to get that first down, want to continue this drive. Hopefully, we know he's going forward here. Hopefully, he had two plays drawn up in that timeout just in case.
One thing I'd like to point out here, both teams, Ubley has four players on their bench that are dressed, and the USA has six.